Right, okay, we're going to go live. Love okay, we're going live right now.
Might as well put your hands together.
Once again, in tune two, are you a liability or an asset for the kingdom of God? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, I am so happy and excited to have my special guest and author, Sister Rosalind Chenault is the author of the book titled Poetry for Lovers Only. She is my special guest on tonight, but she's going to be answering some questions on tonight, and she's going to be adding some scriptures to the questions, so you're going to need your Bibles once again on tonight so that you can follow along as we go through God's Word as she shared the scriptures with us on tonight pertaining to the questions. So, again, my special guest on tonight is none other than the author, Rosalind L. Chenault. She will be my guest on tonight, and I'm so excited to have her on this worldwide platform, this worldwide ministry where God is being glorified. And we thank God for this worldwide ministry and platform. It is marvelous in our eyes what the Lord is doing through this worldwide platform. So we always open up with prayer, and we're going to do the same thing on tonight. So I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come once again on tonight giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are not like man. You don't get amnesia. You don't forget. You are a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that you will be glorified. So now, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus thanking you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We pray and ask Heavenly Father that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my guests on tonight, Sister Rosalind Chenault and her entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are faithful doers of your word, not only saved in your name, but we are faithful doers of your word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy toward us, and that we can be forgiven through your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you are moved by your Spirit, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, because we do know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders in the earth. We have so many people, Heavenly Father, that are suffering. There are so many that are dealing with the coronavirus. We lift up Deacon Lenore from the Sonora Baptist Church, Pastor Lionel Jackson, his daughter Brittany, Sister Charmelle Hearns, and Sister Thomas of the Sonora Baptist Church. There's about four or five members of that one church that are suffering with the coronavirus right now. We lift them all up to you, Heavenly Father. Even my brother-in-law, Ken Jones, we lift him up to you right now in the name of Jesus. We know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders. You're still healing, that you will get the glory. So let your healing virtue work even on through in each one of them on tonight. They will heal, be healed, and they will have a testimony, and let the world know that it's you who have healed them, that you will get the glory. And not only for them, but anyone, Heavenly Father, that's tuned in onto this worldwide platform, that's listening on tonight. If they are sick in their minds, spirits, or bodies, whatever the situation is, we know that you know all about it. So touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can, that you will be glorified. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that have bereaved on tonight, those that have lost loved ones all over the land. Continue to comfort and strengthen them. Let them know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you would get the glory. Continue to bless every worldwide listener that faithfully tunes into this worldwide platform, even to the new listeners on tonight. Continue to bless them as well. And Heavenly Father, even though we don't have a messenger that's delivering your word, but through the testimony on tonight and through the questions that's going to be answered with the scriptures, we pray that even through that should there be any listeners on the line on tonight or that has tuned in any way that are not saved in Jesus' name, that your word will go forth with power, and that those that are listening that are scripturally blind will be able to open their own mouth and confess their sins and transgressions. They would ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them. Even on tonight is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So have your way, Lord, as we continue to move forward in this worldwide ministry on tonight, that you alone will be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, us saying, God is seeking doers of his word. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. He is seeking doers of his word. We know that the word of God said that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And then we have a lot of people that are hearing God's word, but there's so many that are hearing his word, but they're not doing his word. So that's what the spiritual food for thought comes to us saying on tonight. If you're not a doer of God's word, you need to become not just a hearer, but be a doer of God's word, that he will be glorified through you as well. So on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, if you would please take down these following announcements before we bring on my special guest on tonight. We thank God for Minister Tawan Eppinger. He's a young man of the gospel. He delivered God's word. He's a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit. Minister Tawan Eppinger has a prayer line that comes forth every night, seven nights a week, starting at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So wherever you are, if you want prayer, if you want to pray, if you want to stand in the gap for someone, if you need prayer yourself, this is the number you need to dial. Again, seven nights a week, starting at 9 p.m. The area code is 602-610-2081. Again, that's 602, area code 610-2081. And the access code for that prayer line is 913-927. Once again, 913-927 is the access code for Minister Tawan Eppinger's prayer line. We thank God for this worldwide ministry. On next Thursday night, my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, thank God he's on the line tonight. He's faithful. He's always tuning in, even though he delivered God's word twice a month on this worldwide platform. He faithfully tunes in to be a blessing and to be get blessed through the guests. So he is on the line on tonight. But Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina, he will be delivering God's word on this coming Thursday night, next Thursday night, the 29th of April. Also, I am excited again to announce that God has blessed one of my nieces, my youngest brother, Hubert Charles Brown. He's a retired Detroit police officer. God has blessed his oldest daughter to obtain her realtor's license. She is now a part of the Century 21 realtor's family. So if you are living in the Michigan area and you are looking to purchase your first home or your dream home, let Kayla Brown help make it a reality for you. Kayla Brown can be reached at area code 313-992-5562. Her office phone number is 734-464-6400. And her email address is Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Kayla Brown, dot C as in Charlie, C21 at gmail.com. All of my shows, thank God, they are all kept in archives, so you can always go back and pull up any one of the shows that has been done. If you miss any announcements, you can always go back and pull them up and listen to the different guests that has been on this worldwide platform. And my final announcement is I am excited for what God is doing in my youngest sister, Donetta Barney's life as well. She is the author of two children's books. Her latest children's book is titled The Littlest Guard at the Gate. Again, it's titled The Littlest Guard at the Gate. And then her other children's book is titled The Best of Joy. Both of these children's books are now available at Amazon.com. But God has also blessed her to have a children's store and website that is up and running right now for The Littlest Guard at the Gate. His book, he has a coloring book. He has a puzzle. He has a variety of T-shirts that the children love to wear. And then he also have a little pillow that they like to carry around in the cars when they go for rides, or even have their little pillow in their beds with them with his picture on it. And then he even has a theme song. So when you go to her website, which is www.josh.theguard.com. Once again, if you have children in your life, if their ages between the age of 3, obviously up to even 8 years old, if you are a parent, a grandparent, an uncle or aunt, or even a teacher, and you want to be a blessing to the little ones in your life, go to this website. Again, www.joshtheguard.com, and be a blessing to the little ones in your life. Before we do our music break on tonight, our first music break, I'm going to ask my guest on tonight. Once again, I'm so excited to have my sister in Christ, none other than author. Once again, we have author Rosalind L. Chenault. She is the author of the book titled Poetry for Lovers Only. Sister Rosalind Chenault, could you please share with me and the worldwide listeners, could you please share with us a testimony, please? Praise the Lord, Sister Chenault. Sister Chenault, can you hear me?
I went to.
Okay, praise the Lord.
I'm sorry.
That was my fault. That was my on my end. I made a mistake. That's my fault. I apologize. I was asking you if thank you for being my guest on tonight, and I'm asking you at this time if you would please share with the worldwide listeners as well as myself. Would you please share with us a testimony, please?
I sure will. I thank the Lord for being a guest on your show tonight. I thank the Lord for being. For being here, for knowing as the Lamb of God and the great I am and my El Shaddai and my more than enough. I thank the Lord that he's my all in all. I wish I could tell you that I went to school and I was the best in the class and I was the best writer, but I was not. It was on my bended knee that the Lord spoke unto me. And he said, I want you to write for me. Write for me. For my glory, you shall write. And I began to write and write and write, and I'm still writing to his glory. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The reason I ask all my first-time guests to share whatever testimony they God placed on their heart to share with the worldwide listeners, I ask them to do that because God wants to get the glory. It's all about God getting the glory through whatever we do. So someone else that may have a burning or a yearning in their hearts that may want to be a writer, and they have fear or doubt in their hearts, you are living proof, you are a living example that you can do anything, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. If we continue to put our faith and trust in God, and he will lead and guide you to be the author of whatever book he has placed in your heart and in your spirit to birth into the earth, that he will be glorified through it. So I thank you, Sister Rosalind Chamonix, for sharing that testimony, that someone else can know that what God has done for you, he has no respect to a person. He will be able to do the same thing for them if they would just trust and believe God. So right now, I'm going to go to a short music break. We're going to come back. We have some questions that we're going to be asking my special guest on tonight. And again, you need your Bibles, your pens and paper, so you can take notes, because you're going to be adding scriptures to these questions on tonight. So we're going to go to our music break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to ask her some questions. And then she's going to also share with us some of her poems after she answers the questions. So you're going to be blessed on tonight. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I give you praise. That's what we ought to do at all times, no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, God deserves our praise. So on tonight, again, my special guest is none other than author Sister Rosalind L. Chamonix. She is the author of the book titled Poetry for Lovers Only. But we're going to go to some questions for her right now, and then we're going to have her share with the listeners and myself some of her poems after she has answered the question. So I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready. So Sister Chamonix, on tonight, one of my questions for you is, you kind of answered it in your testimony, but one of my questions, you might want to come in a different way with this question. How did your book come to life?
Well, actually, my answer for this question is found in Matthew 25:14. You know, where it states, man should not hide your talents or gifts and blessings that are given from God. So I had to share what was given unto me.
Amen. Now, could you repeat that again, that scripture? Could you repeat it? I like that. That's powerful.
It
what
was
you just said.
In Matthew 25:14.
Read that again. Read that again, please.
Where it states, well, man should not hide your talents or gifts that are given from God.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to.
I noticed.
Had to share what the Lord has given unto me.
Amen. That is powerful. That is a powerful word from the Lord. Don't hide your gifts or talents that God has placed in us. So that's why God has a purpose for each one of our lives. Everybody's purpose is not the same. And there's a lot of people walking around. There's a lot of people that are saved in Jesus' name, but unfortunately, they don't know what their God purpose is. And so when it comes to that, and I run across a person, I have run across senior citizens, and they have told me they don't even know why they're here on earth. So I would advise anyone, if you are saved and you know you've been born again in Jesus' name and you don't know what your purpose is, it is simple. It's very easy. Simply pray. Open up your heart. Open up your mouth and ask God to reveal to you what your God purpose is, what your gifts and talents are, because he wants you to know, because he knows that only you can fulfill them in the earth for his glory. So I thank you for answering that question and then adding that powerful scripture to that question. Sister Chenault, my next question to you is, what can readers expect to gain after reading your book?
Well, properly understanding the importance of expressing love, especially in this day and time, you know, we're being groomed for a loveless society, you know, such as wearing of a mask, no hugging, no touching. I don't hear too many love songs being played anymore. No smiles to greet you. In 1 Peter 4:8, it says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. And also in 1 John 4:19, we love because he loved us.
I couldn't say it any better. I just love the scriptures that you're adding to the question. This is really deep, and I pray that the people that are hearing this worldwide platform, this worldwide ministry on tonight, that you are writing down these scriptures as she give us these scriptures, and that you would reference these scriptures and be blessed by them, because I know that I am being blessed as I hear her quote these scriptures that pertains to each question. And my next question to you on tonight would be, what is your main objective, What is your main objective for this book?
My main objective is to speak on the different kinds of love. We have agape love, which is God's love, the eros, which is that romantic love, philae, which is friend and brotherly love, and storge, which is for empathy and a bond. And that's something that we will all experience, all of us, in our lives at one time or another.
Amen, and that's the truth. And the main love we want to hopefully all experience is that agape love. God's love is above all any form of love that you can ever experience, an agape love. That is the true love and the only love that can come from God. He has a different forms of love, but that's his most powerful form and demonstration of love, is that agape love. And I thank God for his agape love towards each and every saved believer in Jesus' name. My next question comes to you, asking you, can God be glorified through your book? Can God be glorified through your book? And if yes, how?
Yes, indeed. For God is love. this speaks on how, the book speaks on how love, to love one another as well as your love, as well as self-love. It also, will help you, it will glorify God through our lives as we experience and walk in his love.
Praise the Lord. And that's what he tells us as Christians. Mm-hmm. We are to walk in his love, because some people are spiritually blind and some people are never going to ever walk into a church building. And we are to be, as followers of Jesus Christ, they should be able to see the love of God, the love of Jesus in us. And he said, by this will all men know that we love God by the way we love one another. My next question to you is, how is, in other words, is your book purpose different? How is your book purpose different for males and females? Because a male may read your book and get a different view from it, and then a female may read it and get something totally different. So my question is your book purpose, how is it different for males and females?
Well, Brother James, my book speaks from the male perspective as well as a female. You know, for love is the water that is needed to nourish the soul.
Mm.
So that's what it's going to do, is speak to both, which is so needed for today.
And yes, it is much needed. For such a time as this that we're living in, if we ever needed love and display love and show true love toward one another, that's both for men and women, and not just in a certain way, but in that we can show the love of God, that we can show love to one another, and even that there's, again, that there's those that are spiritually blind, that they will see and know that we are born again, we are born of Christ by the way we show our love toward one another, that God, bottom line, through it all, that God is going to get the glory from it. My next question to you is, how is your book physical and then spirit? How is it spiritual?
Yes. Brother James, that's a very interesting question. You said how physically and spiritually. So when I looked up physically how love can affect one, it can reduce stress. It can improve your sleep. Love can make more fulfilling. So in Proverbs 17:22, it says, a joyful heart is good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. So after reading this book, really, I pray that life will come unto your heart, and it will ignite your heart to love.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because I'm looking at your book. I have read it. I'm just letting the listeners know, I don't just have you on the show without reading the book, and not only you, but any author that comes forth over this worldwide platform, I obtain a copy of your books, and then I actually read the books myself so that I would know what I'm talking about as we discuss your book on this worldwide platform. It's a powerful book for you listeners. If you have not obtained a copy of it yet, I hope and pray that you do. But we're going to give you a chance to hear how you can obtain a copy later on before we end this platform and broadcast on tonight. We're going to give her an opportunity to share with you, the listeners, how you can obtain a copy of her book. My final question to you on tonight, Sister Chanel, is how you kind of answered it. It's really a twofold question. How is your book physical and then spiritual? And then the final part of that is, how are they different?
How are they different from the physical need and the spiritual need?
And the spiritual,
is that what you're asking? Okay,
yes.
How is it different spiritually? How we have to feed the spirit. We have to feed the body physically in order to live and have strength, in the same way, the manner that we have to spiritually be fed, that we may grow in Christ. I don't know if that's what you were asking, physically between
That's the perfect answer, because it's true. And you said it, you really summed it up, because, you know, we must be And I put it this way, if we see, if you or I or any of the listeners that is saved in Jesus' name and we happen to come upon someone that is spiritually blind, that is, has not confessed the Lord Jesus Christ and asked Jesus Christ to come into their house and save them, if they are, I'm going to use this as an example. If they are an alcoholic and they, you know, be full of alcohol, you may come up on them and they may be an alcoholic, they may be a drug addict, they may be a prostitute, whatever the case may be. When we try to deliver God's word to them, we must first meet their spirits of physical need first. That's what I say. Because if you're trying to put the word of God in them and they have issues, they have physical needs, those physical needs are going to override anything that you're trying to tell them in the spirit. So they're not going to hear you spiritually until you have met that physical need first. That's how I look at it. So that's the way this book, and from reading this book, and this is to the listeners, from reading this book, that's exactly how this book is written. There's a physical part, and then there's also a spiritual part to this book. So they both need to be fed. So I thank you, Sister Rosalind Chenault, for answering those questions. We're going to get ready to go to another music break. And following the music break, I'm going to come back. We're going to yield this mic to Sister, the author of the book, Poetry for Lovers Only. We're going to give her a chance to give you, the listeners, a little taste of some of the poems and the poetry that God has blessed her to write in this book. So we're going to go to our final music break for tonight. Then we're going to come back. Then we're going to allow her to share with you all, the listeners, what God has blessed her to write. And then following that, she's going to share with you all how you can obtain a copy of her book. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, you are now, once again, you're still tuned in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio. So I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and my special guest on tonight is none other than my sister in Christ, author Rosalind L. Chenault, author of Poetry for Lovers Only. So at this time, we're going to yield the mic to her once again, and we're going to have her share with you, the listeners, a few of her poems that she has been blessed to write. The first one is titled We Are Us. Then she's going to do I Understand. She's going to share with you the book. Then she's also going to share with you on tonight A Mother's Love. Then she's going to share with us Let It Be. Enfold Your Dreams. A Tear, and then finally, Say You Love Me. So, Sister Rosalind Chenault, I now once again yield the mic to you.
We are us. We are us. Together we will. Love each other. Respect each other. Till nature no longer yields. We are us, our song composed way before time. The angels declared this melody would be sung by us as life would have us find. We are us, no need to question things. We found love in separate places on our bended knees. I understand. I understand. It's okay. You say no reason for your tears. Let me dry them. Are they overflowing from yesteryear? Let my love cover all the hurt acquired in the past. Let it be reassuring, fortifying, our forever love will last. I understand, it's okay, but no time to look back. We're looking on our forever now to keep our love on track. The book. Walk with me, side by side. Let's talk about what people would say. You don't know her song. Where does she come from? Anyway, don't you know getting to know someone is like reading a book? There's an introduction, prefix, and index. It's not just the cover on which you look. Advice from many we will hear, some far away and some near. But they cannot fathom our love, designed from God above. They must read the book, read the book of love. A Mother's Love. Never, never, no, never should it be a mother to lose her young child and never get to see their 18th birthday, credit cards they max, no adjusting their tassel on their graduation cap, no college to pick, praying that they would choose one close to home. My God, my God, you made a mother's heart diamond strong. If only you could go back in time at their time of birth and know how many years that they will spend upon this earth. Would the overwhelming joy of motherhood be any less? Would you have held them so close that your two hearts would mesh? What I do know, Mom, and that's for sure, If you had forever and a day, you could have not have loved them more. Just let it be. Why do you fight for what's already yours, planned way before time? So what's the struggle for? Why the question? Where is his heart? Will he ever someday be mine? Trust me. What's yours is yours. Dry your eyes and see. Relax in love. Enjoy, my child, and just let it be. No man can circumvent nor alter God's plan. Behind every promise of God is amen and amen. Enfold your dreams. Enfold your dreams in God's trust, protecting and nourishing, abiding there. It's a must. For in this life, dream chasers are real. They come to rob, destroy, and kill. Work your dream day and night, one day to reap your soul's delight. When it seems your dreams want to be denied, hold on tight and ride the tide. Fostering and nurturing, not letting stagnant dismiss nor steal. Braving daily until time reveals a dream that was built on love, tenacity, sweat, and yes, sometimes tears. Tears only come to wash away your fear, making your eyesight unburdened and brand new. Sit back and relax. Enjoy your life. Dreams do come true. You're never too old to dream. A tear. I shed a tear for you today, and I swear it will be the last. I dried my eyes, regain my composure, and declare the die has not been cast. What will be, only God knows our tomorrows and what the future holds. I'll hold back the tears so that I can see clear what God's plans for me will unfold. For you, I'll cry no more. Say you love me. Love will never leave you. Love will never deceive. Love will never coerce you into making you believe. If anything but what it is, pure, constant, and true. Love, love, my dear. That's all it knows to do. Love will never force debates, causing hearts to separate. Love comes to methodically mend hearts to heart, soul to soul, until eternity's end. You say you love me? Speak again.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Rosalyn Chenault, I should say author.
Yes.
Sister Rosalyn L. Chenault, thank you so much. Those are powerful poetry readings. Those are powerful poems. And God has truly anointed you to write these for such a time as this. So that's why, listeners, if you don't already have a copy of this book, you need to obtain a copy. So I'm going to ask Sister Rosalyn at this time to share with the listeners how can they obtain a copy of this book, and then also how you can be contacted if you need to be contacted, if someone want to reach out and contact you, and then you can give your shout-outs. But first, let the listeners know how they can obtain a copy of this powerful book.
Sure, Brother James. Poetry for Lovers Only. I'll give you my website. It can be purchased there. The website is Roz, R-O-Z-Z, heart, number 2, heart.com. That's Roz, R-O-Z-Z, heart, 2, heart.com. It's $17.99. It can be purchased there on the website. You can also cash at me at $ROZLEE. That's Cash App, ROZLEE. You can also purchase it at God's World. That's at 13533 West 7 Mile Road in Detroit, 48235. My email address is rchenault, C-H-E-N-A-U-L-T, 67 at gmail.com.
I want to say to you on tonight, Sister Rosalind, I'm so elated about you and what you have written in this book, this powerful book, Poetry for Lovers Only. And I just love the questions that you answered, and you gave the right scriptures for every question. I have been blessed by you being my special guest on tonight, and I'm sure that the listeners have truly been blessed by you as well and have enjoyed the poems. So that's why I know that the listeners, you are going to obtain your own personal copies, and you can share the news about this author. So that's why I want you to know that all of these shows, even tonight's show, are kept in archives, and this is a worldwide ministry and platform. So if you want to share this tonight's show with your family members or friends or coworkers or even your neighbors, even your enemies, go to my website, www.blogtalkradio.com/servants, that's with an S on the end, servants, ambassadors with an S on the end, and then vessels with the S on the end. You can go to this website and not only listen to this show again, however many times God placed on your heart that you want to go back and listen to this show for tonight or any other shows that I have done down through the years. That's what I love about this. They're kept in archives so other people can be blessed by this worldwide ministry. So on tonight, Sister Chenault, author Chenault, I want to say thank you for doing a great job. You have been a blessing to me and to the listeners. You are a blessing to the body of Christ, and God is truly being glorified through you. So I want to extend to you and tell you, you continue to be the woman of God that he has called and anointed and appointed for you to be for such a time as this. The best for you is still yet to come. No matter what it looks like, don't give up on God, because he promised he would never give up on you, not only you, but his children, anyone that is saved in Jesus' name. He said that nothing and no one can pluck us out of his hands. So you're doing a great work for the Lord, and people are being healed and blessed through your book of poetry for lovers only. So once again, I want to say thank you for being my special guest, and if it be the Lord's will and he have me to have you come back on again at a later date, I would most definitely, when he give me the green light, I would definitely be giving you contact information so we can set up another date and time if the Lord says so. So once again, is there any final words that you'd like to share with the listeners before I release you on tonight?
Yes, please. I would like to give a shout out to Donetta Barney, which is your sister, who was my book coach, who helped stayed up in the wee hours of the night and helped me through this book to get it done and encouraged me, and to all of my sisters who have given me so much support. Thank you. I love you, and thank you so much for having me on.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Keep up the great work. The best is still yet to come. You ain't seen nothing yet. That's what I want to say unto you. So we get ready to close out for tonight. I pray that you have been blessed by my guest on tonight. I know I have been truly blessed. And again, make sure you purchase this book. Make sure you purchase your own copy. She has given you the information as to how you can obtain your own copy. We're going to support her. As children, as the body of Christ, we need to learn how to support one another. And not only support each other, we need to learn how to encourage one another in God's word, not with our opinions or feelings, but with God's word. So on tonight, with that being said, we're going to close out in prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me. Once again, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you love us even more than we can ever love ourselves. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our promise keeper. You are still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for my guest on tonight, your daughter in Christ, Sister Rosalind Chenault. Continue to bless the works of her hands. And all those that are being doers of your word and not just hearers only, continue to bless this worldwide platform, this worldwide ministry. All those, Heavenly Father, that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this that are teaching and preaching your word, even on tomorrow, whether they are actually back in the house of worship or if they're on social media, on Facebook, however they're delivering your word, use them tomorrow, Heavenly Father, that your word will go forth with power to the point that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow, that you will get the glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless this worldwide ministry and platform, that you will continue to be glorified through it. Heavenly Father, continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide ministry. Continue to bless those that have tuned in for the night for the first time. Bless them as well. Grant them all the desires of their hearts is our prayer in Jesus' name. We just love you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for loving us more than we can ever love ourselves. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise that you so deserve. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works, and we know that it would never lose its power. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So on tonight, on that note, because of the times that we're living in, I'm going to close out with my opening song, theme song, War. This Means War. I'm going to close out with that song on tonight. So until the next time, next Thursday night, tune in. Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be delivering God's word over this worldwide platform on next Thursday night, April the 29th at 8 o'clock p.m. Tune in and be blessed. Until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war. This means war.
No matter the attack, I won't turn back. Look at me.